You're listening to the WBGO Journal. I'm Andrew Meyer. Are you fed up with the usual offerings for summer reading material? Do you think Sue Grafton ran out of steam around the letter F? Do you wonder if Stephen King's heart is really in it anymore? If it seems like your favorite author should be relegated permanently to the remainder table at your local bookstore, then you might want to check out the new book, Who's Killing the Great Writers of America? It's our pleasure to welcome its author, Jersey native Robert Kaplow. Robert, nice to meet you.
Thanks for having me, Andrew. Good to be here.
The basic idea, as the title suggests, is there's some diabolical person out there going around tracking down some of this country's best-selling authors. Got to ask you, where's your inspiration for this? Where'd it come from?
Well, I mean, I'm a writer myself and had written a number of books before this, so I guess that whole world of publishing and critics and the whole mechanics of publicity, that interested me, and I thought it was ripe for satire. And then the publisher actually approached me with a title a couple of years ago. He said, I have this great title for a book, Who's Killing the Great Mystery Writers of America? And he said, they'll die according to their style. And I thought about that for a while and made notes, and I thought I could kind of pull the camera back and even broaden it.
Was there any one book that maybe pushed you over the edge and thinking, okay, something really needs to be done here? These people need to be held to the fire and really called on the carpet for just not really doing what they came to fame doing.
Well, that is interesting, and you know, I think it was the first author in the book is Sue Grafton, who, you know, I was just thinking, she's committed herself to doing these 26 books, the alphabet, and I just figured there must be a point where you're just sitting there saying, what a drag, I have to do Z, you know, I have to do X and do this. And then I thought, well, okay, what does she do after she runs through the alphabet? And then I said, okay, now she's got to do a series called, AA is for Aardvark. She's got to do that series. And then the AAA is for Penlight Battery. And so, as you said, there must be a point, and again, this is speculation on my part, that where it must seem very mechanical to the Danielle Steeles and even the Stephen Kings, like, here we go again.
Each chapter really takes on the feel of the author who's about to be snuffed out.
I hope the authors might actually enjoy it. You know, I don't know whether they will or not. When I was a kid, I remember I used to read Mad Magazine, and they would do these parodies of films. And, you know, so the Kubrick movie 2001 would come out, and then you'd see 201 minutes of space idiocy. And then the next month in the letter section, there'd be this tiny postage stamp photo of Kubrick reading Mad Magazine with a smile on his face. And I always sort of hoped that the authors might actually be amused.
Is there anything pointed to what you've written here? Recently in the New York Times, there was an article looking at the author Robert Ludlum, who has been dead for a few years now, and yet his books continue to come out, and his characters continue to live on.
And right, I think it's Eric von Lustbader, right?
Writes
the books now, right?
And it raises the question, is there a point where maybe these writers should just, as Stephen King ponders in your book, is there a point where the muse is gone and they should just stop writing?
Right. There probably is. And yet I think it's also maybe Stephen King says in the book it's like a kind of virus, that the words are this virus that just keeps replicating. And that's what you do.
We're talking with Robert Kaplow, author of the new book, Who's Killing the Great Writers of America? Robert, you have a couple of different hats that you wear. You're a teacher.
Yes.
What kind of teacher? You live in Metuchen.
Yes, and I teach at Summit High School. And I teach advanced placement English and creative writing and film studies.
Many NPR listeners may be familiar with your alter ego, which is Mo Moskowitz.
Yes, Mo Moskowitz and the Punsters.
Wonderful. Next.
Mr. Mo Moskowitz.
Good morning, fellas. Look, you want jingles? I have got killer jingles. Listen to this.
Morning Edition. One of the great things about...
Insert local station call letters.
Is Morning Edition.
And this jingle package, available exclusively from Moskowitz Entertainment...
The Young Sound.
K can be used every single day.
Mo Moskowitz and the Punsters. What are you guys? Are you a band? Are you a comedy troupe? All the above? None of the above? I mean, I've enjoyed listening to the spoofs that appeared on NPR through the years, but, you know, who are you guys?
Right. Well, that's a good question because audiences were constantly asking that when we would play, and they would stare at us and sort of like, "What is this? What are you guys funny? What are you? What on earth are you doing here? And why did I pay the $4 to come and see this band?" We were a comedy rock band, really. We did music parodies. You know, we did a Police parody and a Springsteen parody, and Mo Moskowitz was born. Out of that, Mo Moskowitz is this sort of fast-talking, huckster promoter type. And I had written this comedy song.
Steven Spielberg, give me some of your money.
You know, there's only so many jokes you can do with that title. And so to flesh out kind of the bridge of the song, kind of the middle eight of the song, I had this idea that instead of a lyric, you'd hear a phone call, and you'd hear this guy, this, you know, talentless promoter talking, besieging Spielberg with his ideas for, you know, some awful project.
Yeah, hello, Steven. Mo Moskowitz calling from New York. Yeah, right. I know you're a busy man, Steven. I'm a busy man myself. There's another phone booth over there. Why don't you... Excuse me, Steven, my secretary. Now, Steve, as far as I'm concerned, you are what I call a genius-type guy. And I have a script that is, to coin a phrase, sack-a-rooney. Listen to this, okay? Guy comes down from outer space. Is this great or what? He's in Martha's Vineyard looking for the Raiders of the Lost Reese's Pieces. Is this great? I mean, I'm sort of a genius-type guy myself, right? All of a sudden, this shark from the Twilight Zone comes out of the wall. Wait, Steven, I didn't get to the best part!
Of course, if people want to catch you guys in action, I discovered just the other day that a couple of your performances from Jersey favorite Uncle Floyd from his show are available on YouTube. So that's one place where you can check out Mo Moskowitz and the Punsters. What's next for Robert Kaplow, or Mo Moskowitz for that matter?
Well, Mo always makes unscheduled appearances here and there. Actually, Mo is going to appear in a piece that John Kalish is producing about industrial musicals. Mo's going to make a reprise appearance for that. And I'm always working on another project. I'm trying to do a novel about teachers, actually, that I'm in the home stretch on. And I like it. It's sort of both serious and comical at the same time. So that's where my head's at. But I'm not listening to WBGO.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Our guest on the WBGO Journal has been Robert Kaplow. He's been talking with us about his new book, Who's Killing the Great Writers of America? It's published by Phoenix Books. Robert, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Andrew.
You can hear a reading from the book and more of our conversation with Robert Kaplow at WBGO.org.